next to him, not lit by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. Telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Third and final hour of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Mike Slarsky downstate texted me during the break, Rick, for Rick Hughes. I just sent him a screenshot photo of one of the small bookmarkers, the bottom that has rickhughesministries.org on it. His email address, Mike, is that second one down, rick@rickhughesministries.org. Or you can mail him a snail mail letter. He likes mail. P.O. Box 100, Cropwell, Alabama, 35054. His phone number, 800-831-0718. He's also on Facebook and Instagram. Great guy, great life story. Played football on a scholarship, a full ride to Alabama. Roll Tide. Coach Bear Bryant. Historical coach. Unbelievable. And he played 1 year and dropped out. Are you kidding me? You got a full ride to Bama. You're playing for Coach Bear Bryant, and you drop out. What was wrong with him? Well, I'll tell you, he has told this story on podcasts. He's told it on this radio station on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. He loved the girls. He loved the booze. He loved the parties. Didn't keep his grades up. Counselor called him down and said, dude, you're not going to be able to play football because of your grades. And he said, well, screw this, I'm out of here. And walked away from it. He hit rock bottom. Young man, I believe in his 19, 20 years old, hit rock bottom. He was eating at a restaurant. And this waitress was this beautiful girl. And she said to him, when he asked her out on a date, yeah, I'll go out on a date with you, but I only want to go to one place. And he said, one place? How much is this going to cost me? And he said, she said nothing. He goes, okay, I can take you out on a date. You've got a place in mind that you want to go to, and it's not going to cost me any money to buy you a meal or pay for a movie or nothing? She goes, yep. He goes, okay, I'll agree to that. Where am I taking you? And she said, to my church on Sunday morning. And he looked at her, and he went, you want me to take you to your church on Sunday morning as a date? And she goes, yep, and that's the only place I'll ever go out with you on a date. It was because of that waitress, because of her church, that he got down on his hands and knees and asked God for help. Lord, I've hit rock bottom. I want you to forgive me of my sins, and I want to follow you. And he was born again and saved at that church, at that service. That's how Rick Hughes started Rick Hughes Ministries. 7:30 to 8 on the Patriot Voice Radio Network every Sunday. Email him, get some of his books. Tell him Trucker Randy sent you. Short break from our other sponsors. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
Are you one of the many people that have always wanted to give to your favorite charity or non-for-profit such as your church, school, or local community, but believe that it's way out of your budget, a goal that you've always wanted to fulfill? Let me show you some strategies that would benefit you and your favorite charity. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number three. Lots of people texting me, Rick. They're going to start listening to him Sunday mornings here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. It'll be on 97.7 FM. It'll be on yourdefendingfathers.com. It'll be on the TuneIn app. Search for WYPV, where your Patriot Voice. It'll be on the radio station's website, WCHYcallletters.us, and the Simple Radio app. Officer Rick uses it downstate. He listens to the show, but then he likes the music. So he uses the app Simple Radio, two words, capital S, capital R. Download the app and then search for the call letters to the radio station, WCHY. We're constant hits of yesteryear. 7:30 to 8 o'clock Sunday mornings. He also has podcasts on his website, rickhughesministries.org. So if you want to listen to some of his other podcasts, the titles are there. You can look at the subject, and it is phenomenal. One of the people, and Robert in Sheboygan got it. Thanks, Randy. I will request care of Trucker Randy. Appreciate it. You can call him. Go to the website first. Rick Hughes, H-U-G-H-E-S, ministries.org. Look at the books. Look at the videos. He even will send you a CD of podcasts. I believe he even has DVDs on there, movies you can watch. Or his podcast on DVD. And he mails them to you, snail mail, for free. The number of books I got, the number of bookmarkers I got, the number of these little reminders I got came in this huge package. I think he spent like $15 in postage to ship it to me for free. I'm reading right now Christian Problem Solving. I'm going to start doing book reports starting on Mondays. And I'm working through right now the first chapter. And I'm not just reading it, I'm memorizing it. I'm memorizing this book. Problem Solving Device Number One, Rebound. Rebound is simply confessing your sins to God the Father. This is the most important problem-solving device where you have to rebound, especially if you've hit rock bottom, or maybe things are going pretty good in your life, but it could be so much better. This is the very first problem-solving device in Christian problem-solving book. He's got books for the golden age of your life. Maybe you're a little older, getting closer to death than you were from it. And he will send you a book about the golden years. There's so many there. Just text me, Rick, and I'll send you the screenshot. You can check out his website. You can call him. You can mail him. The guy is a great human being. And I can't believe he sends all this stuff out for free. Doesn't charge a penny. God bless Rick Hughes. So again, check it out. Sunday morning, 7:30 to 8 on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. I want to get back to Lansing because there's a whole lot of stuff going on. Senate Democrats, 19 to 18 in the Senate right now. All 19 Senate Democrats went up on the voting board yesterday in support of affirming diversity, equity, and inclusion, DEI, as being essential foundational principles for achieving the American dream, and encouraging schools, workplaces, and other organizations to adopt and uphold these principles in their work. Now, this goes totally against President Donald Trump. This goes totally against it. He said DEI is done in federal government. They are cutting the funding of every DEI program in every bureaucratic agency and department, especially the Department of Defense. DEI is done at the federal level. Well, Michigan Democrats want to basically tell Donald Trump to stuff it. Senate resolution sponsored by the communist Stephanie Chang of Detroit puts the Senate Democrats as being now politically vulnerable. Senator Kevin Hertel, Democrat St. Clair Shores, Democrat Rosemary Baer in Eagle Harbor. Why did they do it? Well, because of their Trump derangement syndrome, their hatred of this president, and his executive order to completely eliminate DEI funding in every bureaucratic federal agency in Washington, D.C., they wanted to give him a middle finger, is basically what they wanted to do. Well, it's kind of interesting because according to NBC polling, which NBC, really? They came out with a poll yesterday. The country, Americans, are completely split down the middle, according to NBC. I disagree. I think this poll is garbage, but it's what the Democrats used to pass their Senate Resolution 18. A 49% plurality believe DEI programs should be eliminated, something Donald Trump, President Donald Trump, supports. 48% believe the basic tenets of DEI should be advanced, according to NBC. Okay, so let me get this straight. You believe diversity, equity, and inclusion is a key requirement to the American dream. You're going to encourage school districts, workplaces, and other organizations to adopt and uphold these principles in their work. Well, what did the communist Senator Stephanie Chang of Detroit say? Quote, "The American dream is the promise that belongs to all of us, not just a few. Policies regarding diversity, equity, and inclusion are about widening the pathways for achieving the American dream in every community. They are about the freedom of expression and the ability of all Michiganders to pursue a brighter future. It looks like helping more women and girls enter science, technology, and math fields." What does diversity, equity, and inclusion have to do with any of that? Well, in response, the new chairman of the Michigan Republican Party, State Senator Jim Runstead, went on the floor and asked a very simple question. The dysfunctional universe the Democrats live in, bringing up this resolution demanding equity, what accomplishments or specific outcomes do you expect to get by passing this resolution? What outcomes are you actually expecting? Instead of focusing on other important issues of the day, Democrats are promoting resolutions on DEI instead of tackling more pressing issues of the day. All 18 of the Senate Republican members voted against the resolution. So it passed 19-18. I'm going to make a prediction right here and now. Jim Runstead, the state party chair of the Republican Party, is going to target Senator Kevin Hertel of St. Clair Shores and Rosemary Baer of Eagle Harbor. You know why? Those districts are basically toss-up districts. 50-50 Republican-Democrat. 51-49. Those districts, when they hear that Hertel and Rosemary Baer voted for this garbage, they're going to be replaced next year's election. That is two Senate seats that I'm predicting right here, right now, that is going to be on Jim Runstead's target list. They will find a good candidate, they will financially support that candidate, and they will win. And those two Democrat seats are flipping from Democrat to Republican at a bare minimum. Right now it's 19 to 18. Well, it's going to be 20 to 17. Republican. And that's just those two seats. There's a whole list of senators that are going to go down next year. Donald Trump's coattails, what him and Elon Musk are doing with Doge, a governor candidate on the Republican side that will be running as a Doge Michigan candidate, is going to be at the top of the ticket for governor. That governor candidate is going to have coattails just like Donald Trump did November 5th of 2024 here in the state of Michigan. We will take back the majority in the Senate. We will grow seats in the state House of Representatives. We will get a Republican governor elected. We will get a Republican attorney general, a Republican secretary of state. We will absolutely flip this state because of this Senate resolution that they did yesterday. About the same time that SpaceX was bringing the astronauts back to Tallahassee, Florida, this is what they were doing in the Senate chambers yesterday. I got a text alert from MERS News Service about it. And 2 minutes later, I saw the splashdown. I could not believe they are so stupid. And their Trump derangement syndrome is so severe in the state Senate of Lansing, Michigan. Just when I got the text, I couldn't believe it. After Donald Trump completely said at the federal level, signing an executive order that funding for all DEI programs in federal government is eliminated, gone, especially in the Department of Defense, the military. Do you know, folks, just by the way, they had the highest recruiting month in all, every single branch of the military, January and February. They're down on numbers. Morale is low. Well, guess what? Under Donald Trump and his leadership, they had a recruiting history setting month. Last month, only 28 days of February, they recruited more young people into the military, and many came back because they refused to take the jab. They refused to participate in DEI. They chose to opt out. They didn't reenlist. They're coming back. And young people are coming to the military. The deals that they're offering these kids is unbelievable. You take your AFAB aptitude test, they put you into a job in civilian life that you can do in the military, and they'll pay for your college with a huge signing bonus. Young people, you need to talk to a recruiter. Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, your award-winning news team, covering the big story.